All right. Hello, swipers. My name is Emily Schoberg, and this is Tinder is the Night. I am joined today by Hagen. Is that pronounced correctly?
It is.
Yo. Okay. We are at the center of media innovation. All right. So the first little segment, actually, I don't have segments. The first little thingy we're going to do, if it's all right with you, I'm just going to review your Tinder in front of you.
Go for it.
All right. I'll just pull it up. Just pull it up right here. Oh, yeah. I already have it up because when I was waiting for you, I'm like,
I had to see what I looked like. Makes sense. Yeah.
Look out. All right. So, Hagen, 22, University of Pittsburgh. I'm just giving it all your information right now.
Do it.
How's Pitt?
It's good. I'm graduating in December, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your major?
Mechanical engineering.
That's fancy. I gotta be honest. I think you have a nice profile. Like,
you
just look like this laughing, laid-back guy.
That's what I'm going for.
What is this?
I don't know. It makes me look like I'm, get my hands dirty, all that. In the least creepy way possible, I promise.
It's a photo of him in safety goggles.
Yeah.
What do you
think? I had the whole getup. I had the mask. Because this was over the summer and my internship, and I was, like, I don't even know what it's called, but I was, like, getting rust off of a thing with, like, a thing. And there was a bunch of rust up in the air, so I was wearing a ventilation mask
type
thing.
That's awesome. I love rust. I really liked your top Spotify artist.
That was
very diverse.
Thank you.
Oh, what were you gonna say?
Well, I was gonna say that was the main reason I messaged you, because your anthem was a 100 Gex song, and I've never I just found out about 100 Gex, and I didn't I don't know anyone else who knows them, so you know.
We're just so edgy. This is the edgy Tinder podcast. Sorry, my hands are cold.
Same. Do you know all the artists?
I know of. I don't, everyone's Playboi Carti. I don't listen to Playboi Carti.
Yeah, he's somewhat of a guilty pleasure, I guess, but I like him a lot.
Yeah. Good stuff. SZA, good stuff. Brockhampton, good stuff.
Yeah, onto the bio.
The bio is I'm 6'1", and that's two different measurements, which is kind of funny.
Kinda, thank you.
Do you change your bio a lot, if ever?
I'm gonna be honest, I stole that from my roommate because he doesn't have a bio or he doesn't have a Tinder anymore, and he told me that was his bio. I was like, oh, that's funny. So, I stole it, but yeah, that was probably a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what it was before, but. Before that, not really, yeah. Again, I don't really use Tinder, that much.
Yeah.
But,
So why doesn't your roommate use Tinder? Is he happily married?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Close enough, yeah.
Shout out roommate.
Brody, yeah.
So how was your day?
My day? I had a quiz earlier in a class called Nano and micro manufacturing.
Oh, that sounds so
It's probably
boring.
My favorite class, yeah. But I don't know, it went all right, I guess.
That's awesome. Great quiz day.
Yeah. I don't know how much detail you want, but
no, go
that
for
was
it.
At,
we got 40 minutes.
Right.
Explain your day.
Okay, fine. I woke up at probably 10 because, I didn't have to do any. The quiz was at 2 and I didn't study at all. So I was like, well, I need some time to study. So I figured I should get to campus by noon. So I woke up at 10. I ate a bagel and then I went to campus and studied with some people. And then we took the quiz and it went all right. And then I went to the gym and then I ate some taquitos and then I came here.
Wow, that sounds like the best day ever.
It's not a bad day, I'm not gonna lie.
Except you almost didn't come here because your phone was going to die.
Yeah.
I really thought your phone was going to die.
Yeah.
We weren't going to find each other. Then you were
going to be lost
downtown.
Because my phone was at 1% and I hadn't even gotten on the bus yet. And,
Sorry, my friend Brody just walked by. Shout out, Brody. Okay, keep going.
What was I saying? Oh, so I was, my phone was about to die and I was just having to, remember. I was, 201 Ward Street. Okay, that's where I'm going. And then I figured I could find my way there eventually. Yeah. But yeah, luckily didn't die. And now I have a charger.
And here we are today. Yes. And I provided the charger. And the snacks, which Hagen didn't take any of, but
maybe
it's
later,
fine.
You know. 40 minutes, like you said.
I bought them last week, and I'm like, I'm just going to save these just for the podcast. Mm. And then the whole week, I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, it happens. Well, you got some good ones there. That's a strange value pack, to be honest. Are they even the same, like, company?
I mean, they must be, because there's that big snack company that's all snacks.
Oh, that's true, yeah. What? So it's Cheez-Its and Fudge Stripes. Okay.
What even is that company? Little Keebler Man company.
I don't know.
I don't know what it's called. But those fudge stripes are good.
Yeah. I haven't had those in a minute.
And you can't because I ate all of them.
Oh, great. I was interested. I was like, oh, maybe I'll try those. Never mind.
So what are your hobbies and interests and all that fun stuff?
I'm really into playing chess. I'm a chess guy online.
Wow.
Yeah.
Online. Do you... This is a dumb question. Do you bet money?
No, no.
Okay.
No, I'm trying to think if that's even a thing. I mean, it's kind of a thing at, like, you know, New York, you know, I guess that's not online, is it? But, like, betting money in New York that, you know, you see the scenes. Yeah, like, the scenes in movies of people playing chess and they're, like, gambling and all that.
I guess I'm not a chess expert. I don't know how to play chess.
Right. Yeah, it's fun. I've been playing for a while. Still not quite very good, though. Yeah, that's kind of how chess goes. What else? You know, I play a fair share of Xbox. Hate to admit. Just a lot of schoolwork stuff. I'm into, like... Well, I did 3D modeling at my internship last year as well, and... But I'm, like, trying to get into, like, 3D animation, which is more of, like, an artistic thing or whatever.
Ooh,
yeah, yeah. So.
Artsy. Oops. I keep hitting the mic or just slamming my water bottle and stuff today.
It's all professional.
But what can you do?
Wait, am I allowed to ask you what your hobbies are?
I suppose.
Maybe all your listeners already know, but...
Yeah, that's okay. My hobbies. I like watching Jeopardy.
Oh, same.
I don't do it a lot while I'm down
at
here
school,
for school.
Yeah. Me and my roommate, interrupt.
Go for it.
Me and my roommate just binged, like, all of what was on Netflix of Jeopardy, and it's good stuff. Like, the junior, yeah. I don't know if you saw it, junior competition, it was sweet.
I don't like Netflix Jeopardy as much because, I don't know, they have their elite tournaments, but I like original.
I see, yeah. Because, they generally have, like, the championship, like, the best. Yeah. So, I know what you mean.
So, I like Jeopardy. I always tell people I like writing, but do I actually ever write stuff?
Oh, writing. I think you said writing. So, wait, what kind of writing, though?
Lots of stuff. Songs, poems, article stuff.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I have to write stuff for school,
right.
But that's not a hobby, but...
I think you can blend them.
Yeah. I pretend writing's my hobby. and podcasts.
That's a good one. Dude. Not many people have that as a hobby.
Except I feel like nowadays everyone
does. Maybe they do, yeah.
So about how long have you used Tinder?
Let's think. Well, I had a girlfriend for a real long time until, like... I don't know, probably a year ago, to be honest, but, so, I don't know, I probably got Tinder sometime after that, and, I don't know, but then I kind of, it was, like, on and off for a bit, so,
yeah.
I, like, didn't use Tinder at that time, so, like, I don't know, yeah, I, like, ended up deleting the app and re-downloading it a bunch of times and all that kind of stuff, but, so probably, like, 6 solid months, but, again, I mean, I don't know, I don't use it too much, yeah.
This is going to be a weird question, and I don't know how to say it.
It's a weird podcast.
What times in your life do you feel like you use it the most, or is it just, like, whenever?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I have a good answer, to be honest. Like,
yeah
kind of just whenever. Like, I don't know. Yeah, just whenever. Is that a good enough answer? Like, sometimes...
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know, I'll just be like, oh, I'm just going to swipe for a bit and then, you know, get the matches and, like, oh, you know, she's cute, so message her and, yeah, and then sometimes things pan out, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's generally, like, low probability that a match turns into, like, a meeting, you know? I don't know about your experience.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, now my statistics are off the roof. Because of my podcast.
Right. you should advertise that in your bio and say, if you swipe white or swipe right, you're going to be on my podcast. Or will that scare people away?
The thing about this podcast, I haven't told anyone this yet, so this is exclusive information, but I feel like there's a very specific type of person who really wants to be a guest on a podcast,
right.
And I just want a variety of people.
I feel that, yeah.
And so, I don't know if you want me to say this, but it took a little convincing with you, I felt like, but
yeah.
I'm like, that's good.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, I guess it was just strange. I was not expecting it for like, one thing. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, a bit of a nerve-wracking thing just in general, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, why not? It sounds like, you know, it'd be weird. Like, I feel like I'd look back and be like, oh, that would have been fun to do. So
aww.
I decided.
That's so precious. But I mean, the thing is, I feel like being a guest on a normal podcast is a scary thing.
Right.
And meeting up with the Tinder match for the first time is a scary thing.
Right.
I mean, I don't get nervous, except my friends are always like, okay, like, make sure you don't get murdered.
That's what my roommate kept saying. So I was a little relieved when you said it was going to be on the university.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was just like going to be at your house or something, but I guess it doesn't really make sense, does it?
No, I wish I had this equipment.
Yeah, for real. Nice mics and all that.
Point Park, sponsor me.
Yeah. But, I don't know, it's gone all right so far, I think.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Do you ever use Tinder? Sorry.
No problem.
Do you ever use Tinder while you're traveling?
I really only traveled, well, I'm from outside of Philly, Montgomery County. Maybe some of your listeners are from there.
Yeah, shout out Montgomery.
But, yeah, so, like... I guess you don't count being here as traveling, but I did go to Colorado over the summer, and it was at, like, it was this place called Estes Park, which is, like, a summer tourist spot,
mm-hmm.
But I went before it was, like, summer, so there weren't really that many people there, but I tried, I guess, because I was kind of bored, you know, but, So I guess yes would be the answer.
Yeah, I mean, I notice about myself, whenever I'm in a new place, I'm like, okay, let's go, Tinder time.
No,
which is weird because I'm also, I mean, I'm sure lots of people will, but when I'm in new places, I'm not trying to meet up with anyone.
But you still feel the
but
urge
I'm
to
still
swipe,
like,
it, swipe it. Maybe you just want to check out what type of people are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's kind of the same thing. Like, even if somebody was down to meet up, I don't think I would have, like... Just for the logistical reasons. Like, I didn't have a car. I didn't, like, I was with my whole family. Like, it just
I know,
wouldn't have
I'll
made
be,
sense.
I'll be on
but
vacation
I was just
with
like,
my family.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not meeting up with you.
That's funny, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in Washington, D.C. last weekend for a little school trip.
Sweet.
School of communication trip. And I used Tinder. And I was kind of like... Maybe someone's throwing a party in D.C.,
right.
But honestly, D.C. was hard match-wise. People just didn't like me in D.C.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm over it.
You don't want those people anyway. D.C. is probably it's too bougie.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. So how many times have you met up with a Tinder match?
Wait, one. Can I count? Should I count this?
Yeah, you should count.
Okay, two. Three, I want to say four.
So, what was your favorite experience?
Well, okay, one was, so the most recent was, like, probably a few weeks ago, maybe, like, a month ago. I just, like, matched with this girl. I ended up getting her Snapchat. And we were, like, talking for a bit. And we, like, it was one of those ones where it was just, like, we pretty much, like, just only talked to each other when we were drunk. Like, real late at night or whatever. So, things, for, like, that reason, we ended up not hanging out for the longest time. But then eventually, like, we were both sober enough and, like, it was early enough for, she actually came over. But it was actually pretty late. It was probably, like, 3 or 4 a.m. And, but it was weird because she was just like, I kind of just want to go to bed, which I was down with because, like, I had just smoked and, like, I was tired. I don't know.
It's fine.
So I was like, whatever about it, honestly. And then she, like, woke up at 8 a.m. and she's just like, I'm just going to go. And I'm like, I was just like, okay, yeah, that's fine. Thinking that, you know, maybe we would hang out again. But she just, like, I don't know. She basically just blew me off after that. And I'm just wondering, I mean, I don't care. I was just confused because, like, why? I was wondering what she was expecting out of the thing. She came over and then she's like, I just want to go to bed. And I was cool with the whole thing. But, like, she was there for a total of probably 4 hours and she just slept the whole time. So I was just wondering. I was just wondering what, like, what she was expecting out of it. And maybe I should have just asked her that, to be honest.
No, she's definitely listening to this right now.
Oh, God,
and if she is, what was that? Like, oh, my word.
Yeah, I'm over it. It's all good. But genuinely, just, like, I wonder, because she obviously decided she can't, like, walk to my house at, like, 4 a.m. So she, like, had some motivation. So maybe I did something wrong. But, I mean, I didn't.
I should definitely get her on the podcast.
Oh, God. Do it, honestly. Call her out. I forget her name, to be honest. I think it's Kaylee. Yeah.
Kaylee,
what are you doing?
Yeah, what was that? any other fun Tinder stories?
Well, probably my favorite would be, like, end of summer was when I was back home, and this I, like, matched with this girl. I had matched with her probably 3 or 4 days prior to this, and then I was, like, going out with some friends, and I just decided to message, like, a Tinder match or two just to see if any of them were going out as well.
Uh-huh.
And she happened to be in the same bar, so we, like, met up, and we just, like, I don't know, hit it off a bit, and, like, she had a bunch of friends there, and my friends were, like, we were just, like, kind of all in a group or whatever. So, yeah, like, I got her actual phone number, and then, like, we ended up going, like, on a date and all that, and, like, so... And we ended up hanging out for probably, like, a month and stuff, but then I had to go to school, so. But, yeah, so she's, like, she made a friend through that and all that, so that's
fun.
Good.
Yeah. Tinder friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to explain the last experience, or is it not worth it?
to be honest,
okay.
Not really.
Okay, cool.
It's a strange one, not gonna lie.
So, what are your least favorite type of bios?
Okay. Oh, I actually have an answer for this. So, you notice mine was very short and just like a joke, and so is yours, basically. I hate the ones where they actually try to explain themselves in detail. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's not the way to actually try to, like, it's almost like, here's how to get to know me, like, this is what I'm like, and I feel like that's such an inorganic way to, to actually receive that information, so... like, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but there's sometimes, like, paragraph long of just them, this, I do this, I do this, and this, and I'm like, I don't know, I just think it's kind of cringy, and, like, I think you should, like, I like people who joke in their bio, basically, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
You know what is a genuine way to get to know someone's personality?
Podcasts.
I don't know. Do chicks have good Tinder bios overall? Like, are there a lot of jokes, or are most bios just bad?
I would say almost half of them are just no bio, and I guess that might be even worse. I guess, obviously. Yeah. Although I don't know. so no, I would say not really. most are not funny, and they're like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. Sad truths of the world. Do you think Tinder has had an overall positive experience on your life?
Good question. No. I don't think so. Probably because, like, there are times when I just feel like Like, there, yeah, there might be, like, a night or whatever where I'm not doing anything, and I'm just, like, on it, like, kind of hoping for something, and then, like, it just kind of like, overtakes my mind, and I feel like this is an experience for, like, other people as well, but, yeah, it's just, like, bad thoughts. Like, I don't know how you feel about social media. This might be a dumb way to put it, to go.
But like where you're going.
Because I, like, used to have an Instagram, and I guess it externalizes you from, like, reality, and to make it philosophical. But, yeah, I guess the reason I brought up social media is because I used to have an Instagram, and, like, sometimes I just swipe, like, just, or, like, scroll through it, and there's all these people I don't really care about that I'm looking at, and after a while, I was just like, I don't know why I take myself out of what I'm doing to, like, focus on that, Mm-hmm. So I ended up deleting my, like, Instagram. So
wow.
I feel somewhat
King.
I feel somewhat the way, same way about Tinder, like, a lot of the time.
So do you have any other social media? No, I don't know if Tinder's a social media.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I thought it was strange to bring it up. But I don't. Oh, I have a Twitter, but I don't really ever go on it. And, like, does Reddit count? Probably not really. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't count in the other social media sense,
yeah.
Where I feel like Reddit's more just a show in the void of your topic of
mm-hmm.
choosing.
No, I know
I
what you mean.
I don't like Reddit.
You don't? Really?
I don't know. It's just too much.
I
too many options. And it's hard for me to determine what I care about enough. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. Because I've like, selected all of what I'm subscribed to probably, like, months ago, and I haven't really changed that in any big way since, so, like, I feel like I'm, you're kind of right that it's all just what you select, and then it's, like, you kind of don't get a variety of stuff, which might be nice, so I think what you mean, but luckily I'm interested in the stuff that I subscribe to, so it's not too bad, But other social media, I guess Snapchat as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that counts too, right?
Yeah. I'm definitely a big social media gal.
Mm.
My high school superlative was quirky web presence.
I like
because
that.
Because of my tweets, which is just really embarrassing. And I'm like, I'm going to have to tell my kids this someday. And they're going to be like...
Yeah, no, I think Twitter's... for me, Instagram's... probably the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, again, not to judge anyone who has it. It works well for a lot of people, but for me, it's just like, again, I just genuinely don't really care, but, like, I don't know. I would just find myself opening it up and scrolling through all the time, and I didn't really know why, because I, like, knew I didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. I mean, I have Instagram,
mm-hmm.
but I'm definitely like, yeah, this kind of makes me miserable,
right.
But... everyone has it, so this is normal, but it's sad.
Mm.
Like, I shouldn't have it.
Yeah, that's how... eventually, I was just like, you know what? I'm deleting it. I didn't even, like... I deleted the whole account, so I felt good about that. Although, I do have a Instagram where it's just, like, I follow, like, famous people and, like, funny accounts and stuff like that. Like, no one I know. Because in that way, it becomes more like something like Reddit as opposed to, you know, like, a social media, if that makes sense.
Mm, yeah. Because
I don't ever post... and I just, like, look at funny people's, like, posts and stuff like that. So, I think that's okay.
Have you ever gotten a weird Tinder message?
I must have. Oh, yeah. So, this was pretty recent, actually. I matched with this girl, and, yeah, she messaged me and was just, like... basically cutting right to the chase. She like used the words like sex, like we should have sex or whatever, and then already I was just like, that's kind of weird, but I was slightly interested as well. But then she like went on to say I have to like sign up for this thing online, and like,
oh
yeah, and
oh, she a hacker.
Yeah, she was a bot or whatever. And so, yeah, obviously, it didn't pan out, unfortunately. But, yeah, so, that was probably the weirdest.
I hate that I'm going to admit this to the pod right now. I Instagram DM'd this fake sugar daddy account for like a whole month until I realized
man. This is fake. I mean, sugar daddies are desirable. Did I really just say that? No, but I could see it. Like, it's you get stuff paid for you. It's good.
Yeah, but I never got paid. Really disappointing.
Wait, so is this like a bot account or whatever, or what?
Not well. I'm confused by the whole thing, mm-hmm. of course. But near the end, when I should have been given my I didn't have to do anything risque. I really. Mm. He's just like, oh, just message me.
Okay.
I'm so good at messaging people. Like, let's go. Let's get that coin. And so, you know, I'm a month into it, so it's like.
You're like, this is obviously going somewhere. Yeah. It must be.
And then he or she or whoever is asking me for my bank information.
That's not how sugar daddies work.
Like,
it's the other way around.
That's not how. No, yeah. I'm good. So then that's when you gotta leave your fake sugar daddy on red and just find better.
At least you were smart enough to realize that was when it was fake. Because I'm sure there might be some people desperate enough to go through with it.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part.
Mm-hmm. But I did waste my time, though.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
That's why I shouldn't have Instagram as well. Because I'm dumb.
No risk.
So do you mostly use Tinder late at night?
Probably. Like,
what's your preferred time?
It's like mostly when I'm drunk, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Just like late, like coming back from the bar or something. This is weird. I don't want to sound creepy or whatever, but I don't know.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, good. I guess that.
Mm-hmm.
I generally don't really expect anything serious coming from Tinder.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. Maybe. I'm open, you know. I wasn't expecting a podcast coming from it, so.
Yeah. Do you want to review my Tinder profile?
Oh,
I can pull it up here.
Yeah.
Or you can pull it up.
I guess I can.
Whatever you're feeling. Why did you just blow your screen?
There was a little fuzzy on it or something. Had to get rid of it. My phone is also very slow, but it's getting there.
We're getting there. What snack are you eating? What is that?
It's called Fiber One Brownie. Highly recommend.
Not sponsored.
No.
But...
Oh, I'm sponsored.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm eating the cinnamon coffee cake.
Whoa.
Naturally flavored, of course. Yeah, and it's good stuff. You want a piece?
Honestly, yes, please.
Yeah, no, they're really good. Try it out.
Thank you.
Alrighty here, let's see.
You just have so many matches, it's so hard.
No, not quite. Alright, so your name is Emily and you're 20.
Yeah.
And Point Park University is your thing.
Oh my god, that's like where we are right now.
Dude, wow, what are the odds? Okay, so I guess, what did I start with? Maybe your bio. You said, shit. This isn't Temple Run, smirky face. Don't call me quirky. So I think
smirky face.
What is that? Oh, like sideways frowny, whatever. Not like a frown, but not smirky.
No, I was so scared. I'm like, did I actually put the smirky
okay,
emoji?
That was the wrong word. I'm sorry. I actually don't know what I was even trying to say, but I think it's a good bio.
Thank you.
It started, like, it gave me a good prompt. See, I think a good bio gives the match a good way to start a conversation. And this one's pretty good, because I said something about Temple Run or, like, old games, right?
Yeah. I have a question for you. Do you actually like Temple Run?
Yes. Yeah. I used to play it, like, a crazy amount. What, do you not?
No. Yes, I do. I mean, okay. I haven't played it in a couple seconds, but it's a good game.
Yeah, no, it's actually, I used to play that too much, as well as Subway Surfer, like I told you.
Subway Surfers.
That's a good, really I mean, good. It's the same swipe around, like swipe left and right, right?
Yeah.
Just like Tinder, wow, full circle.
Yeah, that's why I'm just so funny and clever.
Right. Well, I'm not supposed to call you quirky, so I'll make sure not to do that. So, like, you're so edgy that, like, you can't even have people call you, like, quirky.
Do you think I'm quirky?
I mean, I'm not supposed to say so, right? I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know how to answer.
But you also think I'm edgy, which cool with that.
I was using that in synonyms at the time, but yeah, I guess they're similar. So yeah, your anthem, which very much caught my attention, is Money Machine by 100 Gecs, which is, if anyone has listened to it, is a cool song.
It's a bop.
It is a bop.
It's a bop.
Yeah, it's sweet. And then, well, I guess your pictures. Yeah, they're good. Good pictures. You got one holding Kirby.
Everyone seems to like that photo. I don't know if it's the gamer boys coming after me.
But... Oh, I like the Temple Run. That's how much of a gamer I am. Oh, and I actually do like the one where you're, like, looking into a... I guess that's like a self-checkout camera thing. I like that. It's funny. Yeah, the rest are good. They're quality, good pictures.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. And then, yeah, a lot of the same music, I think. Young Gravy's cool.
Wait, do you have TikTok?
No.
I don't use TikTok anymore. I did it before. I did it when it wasn't cool to have it. But...
The edginess.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, why? Does that have to do with Young Gravy?
Young Gravy, his songs are very TikTok.
Mm,
the same. TikTokers, I don't know what their actual term is. The TikTokers love Young Gravy.
Same culture, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, Brockhampton... Hozier. I've never listened to them. I've heard of them. Are they, what are they like?
You know, indie.
Oh, indie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
I guess I don't have to listen to them now because he just gave me a demonstration. The new Frank song.
Well, the new Frank song isn't good. Yo, I'm gonna get copywritten.
No.
Wait, what song was that?
I think it was The Strokes, maybe.
Oh.
Or maybe it was Daniel Caesar.
Oh.
That sounded like
that.
And then Tyler the Creator. Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. You said that the new Frank wasn't good. You didn't like it?
It wasn't good. And I don't even feel like I need to explain it. I just listened to it.
Oh, I really liked it. I could see. Okay, wait. Like Frank, do you like besides that song? Like, which, like, do you listen to Frank?
Yeah, I like Channel Orange.
That's probably why you don't like Blonde as much.
Not as much. I mean, it definitely has some good songs, especially cry songs. I feel like that's what I like the most.
Okay.
I'm trying to cry.
Right. Well, he's got a new album coming out, and I'm so excited for it. But I don't think it's gonna be very cryy, unfortunately for you.
That's the worst.
Yeah, it's more like. As far as I can tell, I mean, I don't know. Obviously, it's not out yet, but there were, like, some leaks and stuff. And, yeah, it seems a little more hip-hoppy, which I think is cool. But, yeah, why is it on? I guess Tinder's not good at, like, actually knowing what music you listen to the most, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So, like...
Well, I think for the top artists, they just choose the top, the most popular overall of recent... Of, like the past
of the
couple
artist
weeks
that,
of something.
That's kind of silly.
I don't know that for a fact. I'm saying that like I know that.
No, it sounds right because like some of the artists that I have, like I don't like the songs that it shows. Like I like the artist, but I don't like the song that it shows, which is silly as well.
That's pretty silly.
I used that word twice too quickly. I like that word. I don't know why.
No, it's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it, I guess. Good profile overall, I think.
Thank you. I already told you, but I thought yours was pretty good.
Thank you.
So here we are.
Two good Tinder profiles just talking.
Yeah. This doesn't pertain to you. This is to the audience.
Okay. I guess I'll pretend I'm not here.
Wait, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to go over some rules of the podcast, I guess, but I want it to be where I'm meeting the person for the first time. So it's more organic and weird. But but as it keeps going along, I think it would be so funny to have past Tinder dates and stuff, yeah. You know, spice it up a little. Keep the listeners interested in my life. Who knows how long this will actually last? Because it's cold outside. That's the reason I want to quit my podcast.
Luckily, in a nice heated room.
That's true. It is hot in here. I just...
oh, no, it's comfortable, I think.
I was just waiting outside.
Oh, right.
I'm like, we're never going to find each other. I'm going to get hypothermia.
Yeah, it was nice of you to wait outside. I appreciate it. maybe your next Tinder or guest or whatever will have a functioning phone and charger, so you might have to worry about
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll have to message my Tinder match and be like, hey, the rules are...
Before we start anything, how's your phone charger situation?
Do you have any fun plans for this weekend? It's kind of Halloween weekend, is it? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I did go to, like, a costume party last week.
Yeah, me too.
I thought the, like, general rule was, like, that it kind of has to be before Halloween. And then once it's Halloween, it's just, like, done. But I guess it's not true, because I just saw someone dressed up as I was walking here, so.
Well, Point Park kind of weird, so it honestly could have just been someone walking down the street.
No, he had blood on his face and stuff like that.
No, that was actual blood.
So maybe that's, oh, God. wait, what were you for your costume party?
Last week I was a ballerina.
Nice.
It was really cute.
That was nice. I was cute, Paul Bunyan.
That's funny.
Yeah, I had, like, the hat, a hat with the raccoon tail just lying around, so I was like, Paul Bunyan it is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think Paul Bunyan...
Wait, am I dumb?
...is from Maine, and I'm from Maine.
Is he?
I don't...
Isn't he the fake guy? I thought he was a giant. You don't think that the giant was real, do you?
In Maine, we think he's real.
That's what Maine's
Paul
like, okay.
Paul Bunyan... Well, there's a statue of him in Maine.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, Paul Bunyan statue. Okay, he's definitely fake. He's 31 foot tall. Yeah, I think as a society, we need to learn more about Paul Bunyan, honestly.
Yeah, expand that Maine culture. Expand that Maine culture.
I don't even know if he... Oh, I thought someone called me, but I just got a LinkedIn
notification. Nice. Now let's talk about, you should have a LinkedIn podcast, that's interesting.
Do you have a LinkedIn?
Yeah, but I kind of don't use it. Probably should, but... Yeah.
I mean, it's social media, and
yeah,
you're not
I
into
don't,
that,
I don't
so.
Do that. Yeah, I don't know, I just don't...
I think I asked you this before, and then I just switched the question, okay. But are you doing anything
for
this weekend?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to, I think, dinner with my roommates after this. Double Wide Grill. I don't know if you've ever been.
I love Double Wide Grill.
I don't think I've been, actually. Is it good?
So, yes. In my experience, yes. I've only been once, but I'm vegetarian, and they have vegan wings, like buffalo wings.
Yeah, seitan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what I miss most about meat life is wings.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's been like... Oh, well, I went for the first time last year, but then one day I, like, Uber Eatsed it, but it's not the same. Uber Eats is so bad, and I'm never using it again.
It's probably, it's, like, overpriced and all that.
Yeah, and,
like,
and then it comes to you cold.
It's not fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good.
No.
I don't do
no
that.
No good. One time last year, I Uber-eated.
Uber-eated.
deep dish pizza, because... I just miss deep dish pizza. I was thinking about Chicago
pizza. Did you have fake cheese and all that?
I'm not vegan, just vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, what were you gonna
I was just going to say, my roommate is vegan, and that's why I know about the seitan wings and stuff. And, and my other roommate is vegetarian, so.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'm just eat the meat, you know.
Oh, so you just hate animals. Yeah, just no, I do. I'm chill.
They suck.
Chill vegetarian. Oh, the deep dish pizza I had was the worst pizza of my life, honestly.
Wait, where'd you get it from?
I don't know.
Maybe that's part of the reason. Wait, I'm gonna be honest. What deep dish is just like when it's really a fat, thick, fat pizza, right?
It's like, how do you explain it? It's like the crust is kind of a bowl. I mean, it's not like a bread bowl up in here, but it's like deep.
I see what you mean.
So the sauce goes deep, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it's wait. So the sauce is what's thicker, or is it the bread?
I don't know the technicality.
You gotta know. If you're gonna bring up deep dish pizza.
I'm like, I love deep dish pizza, but I don't know what it is. No. I love Paul Bunyan, but I thought he was a real man.
Good point. Yeah. Okay. Shows what you know about this stuff. What was I gonna? Yeah. I guess I'm not a big pizza guy because I don't think I've even ever had deep dish pizza.
Wow. Maybe it's good when it's good.
Yeah.
And it's bad when it's bad. Mm-hmm. That's life. So, okay, I have two questions that I just seem to ask a lot when I'm on Tinder dates. First of all, how do you feel about oatmeal?
Good question. I think it's not good tasting, but it's a good hearty breakfast. You know, it gets you the carbs you need in the morning and it's nice and warm, so it, like, warms you up. I think it's good. I'm going to give it, like, 8 out of 10.
That was such a good review.
Thank you.
Second question. As if I haven't been asking questions this entire time.
Yeah, more like, yeah. Podcast, it's all good.
How would you describe me in 3 words?
Quirky. Okay, I won't use that. Oh, man. I guess, like, energetic? But
okay. You can say quirky. It's an easy way out of this.
No, I don't know if... Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm going to go with energetic first.
Okay.
In, like, a good way. Because, like, sometimes energetic can be, like, bad. Like, too energetic. Yeah. Not too energetic. The right amount of energetic. Funny? I didn't mean that to sound like a question. That was a confident, funny. And then, I'm going to say quirky.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think that's a hard question.
Oh, when's your birthday?
It's actually in like a month, November 30th.
November 30th, Sagittarius?
Yeah. I think I'm like in between Sagittarius and Scorpio. Or something. I don't know. Are you allowed to be in between things?
Lots of people say cusps. As a professional, I don't believe in cusps. It's also such a hard word to say, so why would I believe in that?
Cusps. Sounds like you're like whispering to a cat afterwards. Cusps. Right?
So, do you have any pets? Me just asking any sort of question I can think of on the spot.
Yeah. I got a little doggie named Maggie.
Aww.
She's half Chihuahua, half Dachshund. It's a very cute mixture. She's so cute, and she's a good girl.
That's awesome.
Thank you. How about you?
I have a cat named Drake. He's not
Drake?
Cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
He's
just like
kind of the worst.
Drake.
Yeah.
Like Toronto.
Yo, Drake.
Is that how you, like, call his name? Yo, Drake.
Yeah. Honestly, kind of, yeah.
I say Maggie. Mags for short sometimes, or Magpie. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about my dog now, and it's been so long since I've seen her, so I just, like, Maggie.
My sister. And sometimes I call Drake this, too. My sister came up with a nickname, Cutes and Hugs. I don't know why.
Cutes and Hugs.
Yeah.
So cutes is just a noun now. Cutes, both cutes and hugs.
Cutes and Hugs, yeah. But Drake's not that cute. He's a big boy. And he's kind of mean.
What kind of, like, breed?
I don't know.
Is he a mutt? Like a mixture? Or you just don't know?
I don't know. He has double paws.
What does that mean?
It means he has an extra little knob thing. It's like he has thumbs.
No way. He's evolving. Opposable thumbs.
Yo, Drake's evolving. Okay. Yo, we got some good time.
Yeah.
We can start to wrap this up. Okay. Thanks for joining me on Tinder is the Night. How was your podcast experience?
It was good. First one I've done, and
second one I've done.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like it. No, for real. Yeah, it was fun. Nice microphones.
Oh, do you want to shout out to anyone?
Oh, my, like, mom. There's no way I'm going to tell her about this, so that was a joke. I don't know, my friends from home, because I'm probably going to tell them to listen to this.
Yay, viewers!
I have too many of them to list.
Wow.
And then my roommates as well, I guess.
That's so kind. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Follow... What is the name? Follow Tinder is the Night Pod on Instagram, as well as just today, I made a Twitter for the podcast, and that's Tinder Podcast, which is kind of a weird handle.
Yeah, weird combination of words in the way.
Tinder Podcast. Pretty easy to remember. I also asked my 3 followers on that account to send in questions, and guess what? None of the 3 did.
Unfortunate.
Also, one of the 3 is myself, like my other account.
You should have sent one in, and then could have, then we would be here for hours.
But yeah, you can follow the social medias. What's funny is last time I was recording the podcast, I had no idea where I was going to upload it. But I'm uploading it to SoundCloud. Shout out SoundCloud.
Sponsored.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening. Have a great day, night, year, life.